Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Hello and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Jerry. This is Short Stuff. Giddy up.
So a while back, we did a podcast. I'm not even sure which one it was, but you said that your ultimate wish was to be, was it fired from a cannon?
Yeah. That's like so like yesterday's news.
Because you changed your mind
like
five
times since then.
What's your current plan?
I actually am still in the process of figuring that out again. I am trying to figure out just how much or what parts of my body might be donated to science, if any. I've kind of been creeped out by a lot of the stories where it's like, hey, we found a head in the woods and it was clearly surgically removed. And I guess the people who it was donated to didn't need it anymore. So they just dumped it in the woods kind of stuff.
Right. And you don't want to one day become a soccer ball for wildlife.
But the weird thing is like when I read about stuff like what we're about to talk about, I'm like, well, it doesn't matter if this land gets subdivided 100 years from now and somebody accidentally digs up the grave. Who cares? So it's weird. Like, part of me is very precious about what happens to me after I die, and another part of me is like, it does not matter.
Yeah, I'm in that camp still. I have an alarming amount of, or a lack of reverence for a human corpse after they're gone.
I know, I've seen you pee on one before.
No, I wouldn't do that. But it just, I don't know, man. I just think that once you're gone, you're gone. So, you know, burn me up, ash me up. Spread me around someplace I liked.
Cut you into lines and snort you up.
I did bury my cat, Laurent, in the backyard, but all of our other animals have been cremated. Mm-hmm. And Emily didn't love the idea of burying Laurent, but she was like, he's your cat. You do what you want. And I like him being out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. So there's really no beef that you're going to get from anybody for burying Laurent in the backyard. And by the way, R.I.P. Laurent.
Yeah,
he was one of the great ones.
Thank you.
But if LeBron had been, say, your father or your brother or something like that.
Let's go with my brother.
Okay. If LeBron had been your brother, if LeBron was Scott and you tried to bury Scott in your yard, buddy, you would have probably run into some issues with the authorities. At the very least, your neighbors would have been rather upset with you and they could have called the cops on you and the cops would have been like, dig your brother up. And that'd be that.
And I'd dig up LeBron and be like, here he is.
Right. Pull the old switcheroo.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely an old prairie kind of thing, the idea of burying relatives on your land.
Yeah.
And it is still really very much legal in a lot of states. California won't let you because I guess their real estate is just super valuable in that they said that there are concerns that in the future, like you were talking about, if they subdivide their land to sell parcels and plots that someone might be disturbed. Washington State, Indiana, and Washington, D.C. is on record as just being like, there's no room. Sorry.
Right. Bury your dead in Virginia.
Probably so.
Right. So there. So that. But anywhere else, you can, if you own enough land, bury anybody you want to on your land, especially a family member. I think that probably greases the wheels a little more if you're actually a blood relative or relative by marriage of them. But there are some rules that you have to follow no matter what. But one of the first questions you want to ask yourself before you actually do this is, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
Because if you're not planning on, you know, spending your dying days on this piece of property and handing it down to your kid who wants that property, there's a good chance you might want to sell that property in the future. And it may affect the resale of that house and property, knowing that there's a dead body buried in a what's now a cemetery on your land.
Yeah, like I go to give my house one day to my daughter, and she's like, gross, Uncle Scott and Laurent are back there.
Right, exactly.
No thanks.
And why did you make them share the same grave?
Yeah, it's under the bird bath. It really is. So if you were going to do this, and we'll get into the nitpicky details after the break, but there are definitely going to be nitpicky details. You can't just say, well, it's illegal in my state. Here we go. Give me a shovel. There are rules and regulations depending on the state and the county or the district that you're in. There are definitely going to be setbacks. Like you can't bury it right next to your property line or next to a stream because it's pretty. It's going to have to be well away from the water table, any kind of water.
Right.
And any kind of building or adjoining properties.
Yeah, which are, I mean, really good things to keep in mind. You don't want the cadaver fouling up the local water supply, basically.
No, you don't.
No. So you want to take a break and then come back and get into the real deets?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Okay, Chuck, so you've donned your overalls and taken your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little thing of grain in your teeth, and you're saying, I'm ready to bury a loved one. Just give me one first.
Yeah, which I would not do barefoot, by the way.
You wouldn't?
No.
So there are some states where you can just basically do that. You can show up at the hospital or the hospice or wherever your deceased loved one is and say, hey, I'm a blood relative. Here's proof. Give me the body. Put the body in your station wagon and take it to your house and bury it, depending on the time frame of when all this happens and, again, where you live.
Yeah, I mean, I looked up Georgia just out of curiosity, and I found a few little interesting tidbits. But one of them is that, and I imagine it's like this in a lot of states, embalming is not a state law. Funeral directors do that because they have the body for, you know, a period of time sometimes before the actual burial or ceremony or whatever you're going to do. So they embalm for that reason, but you're not required by law to embalm a body. And if refrigeration is okay, but even if it's within a really short time span, you may not even have to refrigerate a body.
Right. Typically in states that allow you to take possession of the body yourself and handle the burial yourself as a family, they usually say about 24 hours. And actually, I shouldn't even say about, within 24 hours.
Yeah.
If you bury the body within 24 hours, you don't have to embalm it. You don't have to refrigerate it. You can just, again, go to the hospital, put it in your station wagon, bring it home, and bury it. Probably, just to be smart, you should dig the hole first, dig the grave first, have it ready.
It's not very cinematic, but sure.
No, it really isn't now that I think about it.
You usually dig the hole with the body right there, you know?
Right, exactly. And also, if you're going to do this, just a little tip from us. Like, make sure that somebody can see you and that they see you, like, nervously looking over your shoulder a lot. And maybe let's do this at, like, dusk or nighttime, okay?
Right, exactly. Okay. And here's the thing. You're also going to have to be you're also going to have to create an easement for your property. And that doesn't mean you have to pave, like, a concrete path that leads to the grave. But you do have to provide for some sort of future public access to that gravesite.
Right, exactly. Like it has to be on the deed that that is a possibility.
That's right.
There are some states who say, no, 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 the funeral directing lobby is far too powerful in our state. You have to hire a funeral director. It varies on a spectrum of just how involved the funeral director has to be. In some states, the funeral director would have to take possession of the body or would at least have to file the death certificate. In other states, it's like a total free-for-all, like you can handle all that. But you do have to file a death certificate, which from what this article says, I think Dave Ruse actually wrote this for on How Stuff Works. He says that there are no funeral police, but they typically want you to file it within, I think, 5 days of death. But you just have to file it. It's one of those things that has to get done. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of responsibility you take on when a loved one dies and you say, I'm just going to bury them in the backyard.
Yeah, and this was another little thing that I would never have thought about or considered. This is like a county clerk, so they have regular business hours.
Right.
So if this happens at 5:01 on a Friday, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to file that certificate until Monday. But if you're a funeral director, you can party 24/7
right.
and just file it electronically, which I would guess would be the big advantage of working with a funeral director.
Sure. And the best way to do this also, if you're going to handle it yourself, is to be waiting outside of the county clerk's office that when they show up the next morning mm-hmm. and be covered in gore and grave dirt.
Right.
Waiting to file this death certificate.
And they're like, I got to get my coffee first.
right.
Have a seat.
Mondays.
So burying a body, you always hear about, you know, 6 feet under. That's the sort of rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. That's actually not the law in most places. Only New Mexico, as far as the United States, where it's legal to bury a body in your backyard, mm-hmm. requires 6 feet. New Jersey is 4. It's astounding to me, but most states are between 18 and 30 inches.
That to me makes the most sense. Like 6 feet, you're removing the body from a lot of the aerobic processes that happen in soil, right?
True.
So all you're doing is prolonging this decomposition where I guess if you're trying to decompose the body, a shallower grave is a better bet. But you're walking a balancing act here. Like you want it to be shallow enough so that the soil it's like part of the soil.
Right.
But not so shallow that, say, like a coyote is going to come along and be like, oh, yes,
right,
and dig it up because it can smell it.
Yeah, which we have in our neighborhood. There are coyotes all over Atlanta.
They're everywhere.
I have buried Laurent, I feel like, a couple of feet because I wanted to make sure that he, like the whole idea was that he became part of the land.
Right.
And quite frankly, I didn't want to dig any further than that. right. If I'm being honest.
That's when I hit that really hard clay pan.
But you don't want a smell, and apparently 18 to 30 inches will take care of that. That's enough.
Yep. That's what my dad always said.
That's right.
and then so one of the other things, one of the last things is when you do this, you are by definition, your land becomes a cemetery.
That's pretty cool.
Like you don't go in and say, I need to file this little plot of land as a cemetery. Just the act of burying somebody legally on your land, that portion of your land becomes a cemetery. So it's protected by all sorts of laws and anti-desecration laws and cemetery laws. And actually these laws like go back to Roman times from what I saw. But to do that, you need to file it with your there's usually like a cemetery or some sort of commission that keeps track of all the graves in a town and has some giant book.
Yeah, that's kind of the coolest thing. It's a giant book, a black book covered in dust,
right,
with gold leafing all around it.
Yep.
And when you open it, it makes a giant echoey thud.
When you open it, it does. Wow.
Yeah, when you open it and the... You know, like down the middle, let's say.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a creaky old finger with a yellow fingernail runs down until it finds the spot where they're going to enter your name in blood.
And says, excellent. Well, that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's all I got. It's an interesting option. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, maybe if you're thinking of doing this, look into all the laws first.
Agreed.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Short Stuff. This is the end of this Short Stuff.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.